Today, I want to discuss the fourth and fifth statements that Jesus made while he was dying on the cross. Statement number four is contained in John 19:28, where Jesus said simply, "I am thirsty." Now, this is the first statement of Jesus on the cross that expresses anything about his personal needs. Although Jesus was God in a physical body, he was still human, just as you and I are. He felt the heat of the sun, and he sweated. And rapid dehydration, due to his severe blood loss, escalated his thirst. Brethren, Jesus suffered not one bit less than any one of us would have suffered in the same situation. Jesus experienced physical pain just as you and I do. The whiplashing on his back hurt. The thorns in his head hurt. The spikes driven through his hands and feet hurt. And "I thirst" means that Jesus experienced the physical anguish of life. Again, this reveals the humanity of Jesus. It means that Jesus, God, knew physical pain. Brethren, his physical pain was not make-believe or pretend. It was real pain. Now, the previous statement about his mother focused on the intense emotional pain of Jesus. But this short statement focuses on the intense physical pain of Jesus. Here Jesus experienced great thirst. And here's a couple of questions for us. What do we thirst for the most? Do we thirst for him? Jesus is the water which, if we would only drink, we would never thirst. Now the next statement, number five, is contained in Matthew 27 and verse 46, where Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now these may have been the most difficult words Jesus ever spoke. God the Father turned his face away, and the world became dark. In order to take our place, Jesus had to experience the separation that sin brings. Now for Jesus, who had always had an intimate closeness to God the Father, this separation from him may have been even more painful than the physical sufferings he endured. As we hear this anguished question, we learn all the more about his love for us. He was willing to endure even this type of pain to provide salvation for sinful creatures. He shares with us his emotional pain, the pain of abandonment. Questions to ponder. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? Have you ever felt like God had left you? Have you ever felt like your prayers are just echoing off the ceiling? If so, brethren, remember the scripture in Hebrews 13:5. "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." Amen.